Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Fatal car crash in southwest Wichita. We have the story.
Changes in Sedgwick County's mask mandate. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The fate of the Kansas State Fair remains in the air. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Deep moisture along with plenty of instability led to thunderstorm development overnight, and that resulted in the Storm Prediction Center issuing a severe thunderstorm watch across south-central Kansas for this morning. Our complete forecast and what to expect is coming up.
A man is dead, a woman critically injured after a single vehicle crash in southwest Wichita. It happened Thursday night at Seneca and Greenfield. Police Lieutenant Dale Mattern.
Gray Chevy that appears to be northbound, hit a curb and then into a tree. The driver was a 22-year-old male. He was deceased here on scene.
A 23-year-old woman was hospitalized in critical condition, and police are working to determine the cause for that accident.
The mask order in Sedgwick County has undergone some changes. The health officer now says churches are exempt from the 45-person gathering limit, but social distancing is still recommended. Athletes and people doing intense workouts are also exempt as long as they are 6 feet apart. The mask order is now in effect for all of Sedgwick County. It will last at least until August 9th.
The Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson may not take place this year.
The fair board voted last week to hold the annual event. However, fair manager Robin Jennison tells KSN News several vendors have pulled out, and it's been hard to find workers.
The fair wasn't going to be what people expected, and I think you could probably project that we might not have a good fair financially either.
The board will meet again on Monday to make their decision. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court ruling yesterday that Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. can obtain President Trump's tax returns for a criminal investigation, but the court sent a second request by Congress for the records back to lower courts.
Justices allowed New York prosecutors to continue their pursuit of the president's financials, sending it back to a lower court. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, said the president had absolutely no right to block the release of those papers, so that fight will obviously continue. The president said this.
I was disappointed, and at the same time, it was because I think a president should get protection from thousands of prosecutors out there, thousands all over the country. They could go after you, and you're supposed to be running the country.
In a separate decision, the court ruled that Congress could not, at least for now, see many of those very same records.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork reporting.
Presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden paid a visit to his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and unveiled his economic plan.
Just minutes away from his childhood home in Scranton.
I couldn't come to Scranton without coming by the old house.
Joe Biden rolled out an economic plan for the future.
When the federal government spends taxpayers' money, we should use it to buy American products.
Biden's plan calls for federal agencies to spend $700 billion taxpayer dollars on American-made goods and services. But $700 billion in new spending set off an alarm at the Conservative Club for Growth. Quote, tax cuts and deregulation are what caused the economic boom prior to the pandemic, and pro-growth policies are what are helping America get the economy working again, not veiled socialism.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey reporting. K KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
College athletics. What can we expect in the fall as far as that goes? We'll get to a discussion on that coming up in sports.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he remains opposed to mandating that residents wear masks. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, 73 degrees. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he remains opposed to mandating that residents wear masks, although he won't stop local municipalities from doing so. The Oklahoma State Department of Health reported 603 new cases of the coronavirus Thursday, bringing up to 18,496 the number of confirmed cases. The department also reported 3 deaths Thursday, bringing the statewide death toll to 410 in Oklahoma.
No charges for 2 Utah police officers who shot an armed man at least a dozen times.
Bernardo Palacios Carbajal was shot between 13 and 15 times as he ran from Salt Lake City cops Neil Iverson and Kevin Fortuna in May. The officers had been investigating reports of an armed robbery and yelled at Palacios Carbajal to drop the weapon. He ran instead, and Iverson and Fortuna opened fire. Body cam footage reveals a gun on top of Palacios Carbajal's body after the shooting. D.A. Sim Gill, a Democrat, says the deadly use of force was justified and declined to file charges. The dead man's family had called for the officers to be prosecuted, saying he was afraid and trying to get away. The case has sparked protests in Utah amid a national wave of dissent against police brutality. Tom Bergotti, Fox News.
A Florida sheriff's deputy finds himself on the wrong side of the law.
Broward County Sheriff's officers arresting one of their own on charges of grand theft, official misconduct, and obtaining property by fraud. According to the BSO's Public Corruption Unit, Detective Luis Silberberg falsified overtime records on at least 7 occasions and lied dozens of times about working full shifts, bilking the department out of more than $15,000 in compensation. Sheriff Gregory Tony says his office must be accountable and transparent at all times.
The only way that happens is when we find circumstances and situations that violate policy, that violate the law, that we take action.
The investigation beginning more than 18 months ago when the FBI asked the sheriff's office to help investigate Silberberg in an unrelated case. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Mississippi will create a new state flag with no Confederate imagery. Now the state is possibly facing a lawsuit over what it plans to include on the new flag.
Whatever design Mississippi decides to adopt for its next state flag, there will be no Confederate stars or bars, but it will bear the motto, "In God We Trust." And that is prompting a group of Satan worshippers to threaten a lawsuit. The Satanic Temple, one of 2 large groups purportedly representing Satanists, say the motto is exclusionary towards them and to atheists. The temple, however, congratulates the state of Mississippi and Governor Tate Reeves for taking down a flag with Confederate motifs. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Continue to watch for a traffic slowdown South Wichita on I-135, northbound lanes, and it's right around Hydraulic. We've got the report there of a stalled-out vehicle, a potential traffic hazard. When traffic volumes are high, traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect across parts of south-central Kansas. That does include the city of Wichita. Any storms that do form have the potential for strong winds and heavy rainfall. If we see a break in the clouds today, we get to 91 for the high. Clear overnight, Tarlo 75, and again, the chance of a thunderstorm Saturday with a high 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, cloudy sky, light rain in the area, 73 degrees. We have a north wind at 8 miles per hour. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. Deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 8:11 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Coming up Sunday night here on KNSS 98.7 and 1330 is the John Whitmer Show. Coming up 7 o'clock Sunday night. John's with us this morning. Give us his Friday morning preview of the show that's coming up this weekend. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing fine. I hope the lightning and all the thunder in this morning didn't disturb your slumber. That'd be terrible.
No, although our dogs are none too happy, I'll say that much.
Really? What kind of dogs you got there?
We have 4, actually. We've got a kennel.
Yeah.
My wife and I are dog lovers for sure.
Are they the tiny lap dogs or dogs or the great big snarly Rottweilers? What do you got out there?
We have three. We have two mini Australian Shepherds. We have a little mutt, and then we have a large beast, shall we say. And ironically, it's the little ones that run the house.
Oh no, yeah, those little ones, they'll take over, no doubt about it. All right, you've got the show coming up this weekend. It's jam-packed with guests and good topics. What are you going to talk about this weekend, do you think?
Well, and, you know, we'll go national and local, obviously, because we like to mix it up. But Congressman Dr. Marshall is going to join us, and we'll talk to him. He's the last of our U.S. Senate candidates. We've had all the others on. So we'll have Dr. Marshall on, and we're going to talk about the Senate campaign, what's been going on in D.C., and we will talk about the possibility of a fourth debate. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the race, some of the negative advertising that's been going on. Obviously, switching to the local, we'll continue our 2020 candidate profiles. Michael O'Donnell is going to join us, both of the candidates for Sedgwick County Treasurer. But you know what? We're also going to talk about the mask ordinances that have been passed locally. We'll talk with a couple of national guests about the stuff that's been going on with national monuments. So we're going to do a whole variety of topics, and we'll take calls, so we'll see what the callers want to talk about. I'm hoping they'll want to talk about masks because, as you know, I'm a fan of these mask ordinances so much. I just love the things.
You like the masks, man. That's good, good.
Cover up.
Hey, listen, it's always interesting to when you get into the election season, especially the primary, to watch people in the same party go on the air and buy time that says, you know what, my opponent is just the biggest stinky rat that ever lived. And then at some point, the voters have to decide who's the stinkier rat. And, you know, because, and you've been in politics. And you know what I'm talking about here. There's only one way to ever play it, and that is, you know, beat down the other guy. That's the only way you get votes. How's that work?
Well, sadly, the negative advertising works.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it. Even the voters don't like it. We know that, and yet it works. Sadly, what we have to then do is, as soon as the primary is over, we have to learn to do a better job of uniting behind our candidates. I think that's one of the reasons why we Republicans have a Democrat governor, is because we didn't unite behind Kris Kobach. And we had Republicans that were disaffected and disappointed in our nominee, and so they voted for Laura Kelly. And that is one of the reasons why some people are afraid that Kris might be the nominee for Senate, because they don't want Republicans to go vote for Barbara Bollier. Mm-hmm. I asked him about that when we had him on the show last Sunday. And similarly, you know, there are some conservatives that have some trepidation about Roger Marshall. So we'll see. We do have to unite. Both parties have to do that after their primaries. Democrats are better at it than Republicans are. So we'll see. That is going to be an issue for sure coming out of the bitter, bitter primary. I mean, I just last night's news, I think I counted six different negative attack ads.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, on another topic, and this is controversial too, this whole deal with the statues and the monuments, and I happen to think a lot of this stuff, people, they don't even know what the monument's about. They just want to tear something down, you know. They just want to tear it down.
You're absolutely right. They recently tore down a monument to Frederick Douglass. And Frederick Douglass was an African-American abolitionist.
A great abolitionist spokesman and leader in the Civil War time. Yeah. And so they tore that one down. U.S. Right. Grant, they poured down a Grant monument. What the heck?
Who literally owned a slave for less than a year and hated slavery. And the only reason he owned it is because it was a slave who he happened to inherit. And as soon as he had the opportunity, he released the gentleman. The whole point is, I think a lot of this is people who don't understand and who are ignorant, frankly, of our history. That's the sad part here. We could actually take a lesson from some of the former Soviet bloc countries who have taken these monuments and created parks with them so that children and families can go and learn from their history. That's my fear, is if we tear these down, we won't learn from our history. And I think that is the danger. If you start rewriting your history, you're doomed to repeat it. So we'll see. I think we're going to talk with a couple of guests actually this week about that. One of the folks is the RNC spokesperson on African American affairs is going to be with us, because the president has proposed a national monument park that will help. Maybe that's where we can move some of these quote unquote controversial monuments, like monuments to Lee and some of these that are people are finding offensive. Well, rather than tear them down or chop off their heads like they did with the Christopher Columbus Monument, let's move them someplace where we can still appreciate them for their art history and for the history that they represent.
I think
we'll see.
I think a natural winner, especially here in Wichita, would be that everyone could unite around and really, really get behind would be a big, giant monument or some sort of fountain or statue to Steve and Ted. That would be something that the entire community could, don't you think?
Obviously.
That kind of a kumbaya type moment there. What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful idea, and it's a great place that the birds could go and poop on.
That's right. That's right. And if
that's about right.
If you get all the Republicans to donate all their money, we can pay for it. How's that?
I would be the first person to donate money for a Stephen Ted monument. I would be all in for that. I've got pocket change lying around that I would be more than willing to donate to.
Start the bidding. Okay, so you're gonna have the phone lines open on Sunday night there, John?
We will. We will have the phone lines open, and I'm waiting for somebody to call in and try and get me to wear a mask. So we'll see if we'll go there.
All right. That's
And, of course, you got your show Sunday night, but you're going to be
air
tomorrow
Saturday.
Morning with a big
Thanks,
forum.
Ted. Yeah, big forum tomorrow,
yes,
right?
That's right. Hey, thank you for reminding me. Yes, that's right. We will be hosting the KNSS is hosting the Republican Women United Candidate Forum tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And we will be live with that. So make sure you tune in for that as well. Thank you guys for reminding me of that.
All right. John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7, right here on KNSS. All right. 8:19 now. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted.
We'll take a look at the National Football League, revealing some ground rules regarding the coronavirus for games coming up this season.
Among the COVID-19 protocols put in place by the NFL required temperature checks for players and coaches prior to every game, as well as the encouraging of face coverings for players not in the game. Baltimore Ravens running back Mark Ingram says he'll do whatever's necessary to play this year.
I'm just listening to the updates from the PA, from my team, from the league, and we're all hopeful that we're going to be able to go out there and play. We all want to be able to play, but we want to make sure it's safe.
Ingram with CBS Sports. One protocol that is getting some backlash from players is a ban on any post-game interaction among athletes within 6 feet. That includes prohibiting jersey swaps at the end of the game. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Continued pressure on the Washington Redskins to change the franchise name.
It appears it won't be long before a team name known to the world since 1937 as the Washington Redskins will adopt a new nickname, still to be determined. And along with the team nickname, Washington's logo reportedly will also look different. ESPN's Adam Schefter says Washington is planning to have no Native American imagery. Another ESPN report states Washington plans to keep its colors burgundy and gold. That could perhaps change in the future, but the plan for now is to keep the color scheme. Amazon became the latest retail giant to call for the removal of all Redskins merchandise that features the team name and logo. The company founder, Jeff Bezos, also owns the Washington Post, which still uses the name Redskins and the team logo. Jared Max, Fox News.
What about the fate of college athletics amidst a pandemic? Expect more schools to cut sports. Here's Heather Dinich, ESPN senior college football writer.
When you're talking about testing every single athlete in every sport that you have, Shane Lyons at West Virginia told me it's roughly estimated to be between $20,000 and $25,000, okay? So are you really going to want to, and no offense to the fencing program, but those are the ones that are on the line in terms of the budget cuts. And this isn't unique to Stanford. We're going to see more sports cut throughout the country. We're also seeing athletic departments at the highest level take pay cuts. Oklahoma just recently had its staff take 10% pay cuts for those who are making over $1 million, which was 6 people on that staff. So I do think that the Ivy League announcement will resonate, but I also do believe that there are going to be more athletic departments that have to cut their sports.
And a happy birthday today to a great former Kansas City Royal, Hal McCray, 75 today.
Manager, too.
He was the manager of the Royals. In fact, he finished with a career winning record as manager of the Royals, which I'd kind of forgotten about a little bit, from 1991 through 94. In fact, they were playing some great baseball in 94 when the strike came. They had a nice record. But Hal McCray pretty good 290 career lifetime hitter.
Yep.
And we were talking earlier this morning, Steve, you mentioned that the final game of the 1976 season when Hal McRae and George Brett were battling for the American League batting title.
Right, right.
And the Royals were facing the Minnesota Twins that day, final day of the season. Rod Carew and Lyman Bostock, both of the Twins, were also in contention for the batting title. So you had four players
in the same stadium,
playing in the same game,
wow,
all vying for the American League batting title on the final day of the season. And George Brett went 2-for-4 and won the batting title that year by 1/1000th of a percent over Hal McRae.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And all four of those guys finished in the top four in the league in batting that year.
How about that?
Interesting. Has happy birthday to one of the great Royals hitters and designated hitters over the years, the great Hal McRae, 75 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Police the enemy? What about all these shootings? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.